Let's add to the known inventory of sizable stuff in our solar system with Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, this is the discovery of a faraway moon, but still within our solar system?
Yes, this is one of the most interesting things about it and our solar system. And this one happens to be in one of the most distant regions of the solar system. It is 33 times the distance between the Earth and the Sun at its closest, and up to 100 times that distance. And it's really a moon that we're identifying as one of the dwarf planets of our solar system.
You know, we're learning that most stars have planets. In turn, do most planets have moons?
Almost every planet of our solar system has a moon. So that would lead one to believe that, wait, maybe moons are really much more common than we originally thought they were. And in this particular instance, we find that as we look out into the rest of the solar system, that many of the other objects that are in that region out beyond Uranus and Neptune, most of those objects seem to have moons, although maybe not the size of this one. This one's pretty sizable.
Is it a particular challenge for a dwarf planet to retain a moon?
Actually, that's all dependent upon the mass of the objects and the distances between them, and it could be that as long as those things are in the proper proportion and balance, no, it's not particularly difficult for a dwarf planet to have a moon.
Our solar system obviously has examples of ringed planets. Saturn comes to mind. What's this about a ringed star?
In this particular instance, we're looking at a fairly well-known star, a star named Fomalhaut. But this is a star that's actually fairly young. It's only 440 million years old. Our star, in comparison, is 5 billion years old, just about 5 billion years old for our solar system. And what we're learning is that in the early developmental periods of stars, just after a star is formed, it's often quite common to find a ring of material encircling the star. After all, there was a lot of material from which the star was originally created. But there's also lots of dust and dirt and trash and leftover debris that didn't get incorporated into the star. Fomalhaut is one of the first stars at which we've been able to directly observe its planets orbiting around the star. We've been able to image one of the planets orbiting around Fomalhaut. So researchers are thinking that that planet and perhaps others are doing the work of herding all of this excess material into the ring surrounding the star. And, curiously enough, it's thought that the material really is made of proto-comets and comet-like materials.
Though this icy ring is interior to any of the planets.
Most likely it is, because this ring itself is 20 billion kilometers out from the star, and it's about 2 billion kilometers wide. So until we come across some additional planets orbiting around the star, we can at least say that the one planet that's there is probably lending significant energy to herding the materials together.
Not so much energy either from the planet or the star that ice is melting, though.
No, not yet. It's still very, very cold out in those regions away from the star, but those regions are still warm enough to be detected by the Atacama Large Millimeter and Submillimeter Radio Telescope Array that's located down in South America. That dust is being heated just enough to be detectable by this very, very sensitive radio telescope array.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.